At least 11 are dead, over a dozen missing after heavy rain on Saturday in Kerala triggers floods and landslides. Relief and rescue operations are underway. Navjot Singh Sidhu now writes to Sonia Gandhi, highlighting urgent steps the Congress government must take in Punjab, seeks a meeting with her, asks for more inductions in the cabinet. Petrol and diesel prices have risen across the country for the fourth straight day today. Petrol is 111.77 a litre in Mumbai, 105.84 a litre in Delhi. Rahul Gandhi hits out over the price rise. Terrorist target, more civilians in Kashmir. A Golgappa hawker from Bihar, a carpenter from UP are shot dead. This is the ninth such killings of civilians in the past 2 weeks. India reported the lowest daily rise in COVID cases since early March, with 14,146 fresh infections, 144 deaths reported. And three people, including a teenager, injured after a speeding car ran over a crowd during the immersion of the Durga Idol in Bhopal. The driver has finally been arrested. Heavy rain in parts of Kerala triggered landslides in Idukki and Kottayam districts on Saturday. At least 11 people are dead, several missing. And on the state government's request, the Army, Navy and Air Force have stepped in to help the civil administration handle the situation. Rescue and relief operations are underway. The National Disaster Response Force deployed 11 teams. Now, rain intensity in most parts of Kerala reduced today morning. However, there was continuous rain through the night. The Sabarimala pilgrimage, which was postponed till the 20th of October, was to begin yesterday. Five more NDRF teams are to reach the landslide-affected areas of Kottayam, and where a body has been found. And this was not among the people who were said to be missing, including five children. Now, news from Tamil Nadu and several parts of the Kanyakumari district received heavy rainfall. The downpour caused a flood-like situation in Thirparapu waterfalls. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is likely in parts of the state, including Madurai, Tiruchi and Pudukkottai. Showers are expected to reduce after the 18th. Well, on to political news now. In Punjab, Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu has now written to party president Sonia Gandhi, seeking a meeting to present a 13-point agenda for the party's campaign for the assembly polls due next year. The letter, dated October 15th, which was shared by Mr. Sidhu on Twitter, was written a day after he met with Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.C. Venugopal and withdrew his resignation as the Punjab Congress president, saying everything has been sorted out. Well, let's go across to NDTV's Ghazal now for more on this. And Ghazali, so Navjot Singh Sidhu chose to share this letter on Twitter today that he has written to Sonia Gandhi, seeking an audience, demanding several things, he says, that need to be done to help the Congress in Punjab, including expanding the cabinet.
Yes, certainly. See, if you look at Sidhu's phenomena in Punjab, he has been raising this issue since or days even before he was appointed as a state president. And since the day he has been appointed, he has been vociferously demanding that whosoever be the chief minister in Punjab or whosoever be in power in Punjab, the party should focus on these burning issues of sacrilege or resolving the sacrilege case, working upon the drug issue, working on unemployment or giving or solving the problems of mining and other mafias ruling the state, as he alleges in the letter. But what is surprising is that Navjot Singh Sidhu, maybe he may appear as a short-tempered guy or a politician with having very less patience, because just hours, 24 hours before he met senior leaders in Delhi, he confirmed on camera that things have been sorted out. But yet again, he comes up with this letter and shares it on social media. Also because Sonia Gandhi just said in the CWC meet, hinting to every leader who has been rebelling against her, that if you want to address the issue, come up to me and don't go through the media route. But Navjot Singh Sidhu perhaps didn't pay heed to that advice. Yet in Punjab, these issues are burning. So Sidhu is now focusing on these issues ahead of the election. And we are also hearing that maybe the chief minister, Mr. Charanjit Singh Channi, will hold a meeting with Navjot Singh Sidhu to chalk out some plan or campaign strategy as Punjab goes to polls in a couple of months from now. And even model code of conduct will kick in by December or January. So a lot of churning going on in Punjab Congress right now. is still no word of confirmation from Sidhu himself whether he is withdrawing the resignation or not. He says things have been sorted out, yet puts out a letter to Sonia Gandhi. But the relevance of the issue is, which is more important in Punjab's politics, and that is exactly what Navjot Singh Sidhu has been eyeing on in all his addresses and campaign or letters or utterings.